Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions your family, your business can take, benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, David Harrington, Mayor Camelisa, welcome.
Hey, Ron.
Glad to have you with us.
Glad to be back.
Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebration time today. What are we celebrating today? You got to be careful of this one because it could have multiple meanings. Today is National Punch Day. Now, there is one bowl that we use for the kids. There might be another bowl that some of the adults are drinking from. Make sure you do not mix those up. It could pose some problems a little later on. Yeah. Moving right along, watching the news today for you. What are the markets doing? Well, we'll see that. I'm going to get to this one. I cannot forget this. Senator Warren opening her mouth again. I wonder if we can put her foot right back into it, because this is going to be an interesting concept of, once again, in politics, the double standard that we do see. But I will share with you the Dow Jones up 51 points. Oil up 40 cents per barrel. That means that we're paying $2.21 is the average for the United States of America, right here in the state of confusion where we like to tax ourselves as much as possible. $2.75 is the average, only second to the oil producing state of Hawaii. Unbelievable. I think I looked it up for you yesterday. 42.3 cents per gallon going to taxes here in the state of confusion. If you take that 42.3 cents, we're just about where the national average is. So yes, it is. We do like to tax ourselves as much as possible here in the state. We'll call it cap and trade so we can affect 1% of the emissions of the world. 1%. That way we pay all that extra money. Who's it benefiting? Yeah, Tom Steyer probably sees a bunch of that money. Yeah, he probably doesn't like the idea that I would say something like that, but I will say it nonetheless. Unbelievable. Amazing. Housing starts came in at an annual rate of 1.14 million in August, missed the estimate of 1.19 million. Building permits, a sign of future activity, 1.13 million. That was off as well. So we're not going to see the amount of housing starts that we need. Remember, according to our friends over at Chapman University, we need about 1.5 million starts per year just to offset the amount of properties that are going out, dilapidated properties and new housing starts. 1.5 million units per year is what we're looking at, the need in our country. Fed Watch, we'll be on that Fed Watch again tomorrow. We're going to chat with you, though, right now about just a little bit. Think about this concept. A Federal Reserve rate hike is going to hit 92 million Americans right in the pocketbook, 92 million Americans. So a quarter of a percent rate hike. Do you think they're going to do it? I don't think so. The Fed generally doesn't like to get involved in politics. At some point in time, the American people are going to say, you know something, maybe, or the markets even. I mean, the markets right now are saying that all they care about is what the Fed does. Yet, why do we listen to what the Fed says? They have proven that they cannot be trusted. Think about that. They told us last year when they raised rates a quarter of a percent that we were going to have 4 rate hikes this year. We are in September. We have yet to have any, and most people, not everybody, but most people believe that we will have no rate hikes this year, that the Fed will not do anything. Yeah, sound like the federal government, doesn't it? I shouldn't say that. But it's going to make it harder for people to pay their debts. 9.3 million consumers would not be able to handle all of the monthly debt payments, according to TransUnion. 9.3 million. 4.1 million mortgage borrowers won't be able to make their debt obligations. 4.1 million. Where does that come from? How do they get those numbers? Well, those are the people that have home equity lines of credit. When you have a home equity line of credit, those numbers, those are the numbers that are going to change. That's what the Federal Reserve effects. They don't affect your 30-year fixed rate loan, but they will have a bearing on the home equity lines of credit, and they generally do not wait. Now, if you're in that still in that honeymoon period, you might have some time delay. But again, I've been sharing this with you right along. You've got to be looking at your home HELOCs, the home equity lines of credit, to see if you can convert that into just part of your regular 30-year fixed rate loan, which I have shared with you before. We are at 3.5% right now. No, that's not the rate that I'm going to quote you. Then I'd have to give you the APR and all that other funny mumbo jumbo. But that is the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey. Pay a half point, 30-year fixed rate loan, 3.5%. Just a thought you should be aware of right there. I can't go by this. Are you watching the news this morning? Yeah, probably not, because you're listening to us on radio. Thank you. But the Wells Fargo CEO, Mr. Stump, is on the stand right now, and he's chatting about Wells Fargo. They fired 5,000 people for creating false accounts, fraudulent accounts, for clients of Wells Fargo. And you gotta love the hypocrisy of Washington. Total hypocrites. And hypocrite number one, Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts. Now, I don't know if she's done anything. Probably nothing good. But she's calling the CEO and chairman of the board of Wells Fargo gutless for not resigning and not returning $200 million that he earned. Now, do I believe that he's worth $200 million? Only if the market says he is. That's the way our country works. Maybe Ms. Warren doesn't understand that, but that's the way our country works in any event, that you get paid what the market says you're worth. Now, if she wants to go and do, oh, heaven forbid she would go and do it. But she says that he's gutless for not resigning over the scandal. So let's see if we should apply that to Washington, D.C. Should the president have resigned because our ambassador was killed on his watch? Some of us say yes, but I don't hear Mrs. Warren calling for that. Should the Secretary of State have resigned because the ambassador was killed on her watch? Because brave Americans were killed because they did not do their job right when they were asked to present this. Should they resign when 2 weeks after the event, the President of the United States goes to the United Nations and tells them it's because of a video? Yeah, I wonder where Ms. Warren was then saying that the president should resign for misleading America. You can keep your doctor if you like your doctor, period. I wonder if the president of the United States is according to Ms. Warren, I would not say this about a president of the United States, but I wonder if Ms. Warren would call the president gutless for not resigning over that misrepresentation. We're supposed to be getting a $2,500 reduction in our health care costs. I wonder where Ms. Warren is on that one. So do you think there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on? Maybe it's a lot of hypocrisy going on. It's Washington, D.C., and it is some of our elected officials, and it is Senator Warren, who has done absolutely nothing other than complain about everything that goes on. And talk about, I think I heard somebody once give me a soundbite for her. I think that I'll find it here in just a second, but unbelievable how this continues to go on.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, that's what we know about Ms. Warren. She is absolutely useless, but we still have to put up with her. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, 76% of homeowners now have at least 20% equity in their homes. Were they listening to what the Federal Reserve might do to them? Household debt slowly creeping back up to recession levels. What retirement will look like without savings? And we're going to talk to Dave Harrington. Maybe we'll go through some of the propositions in California and get his take on some of these, have a little bit of discussion. We might even talk sports. Who knows? We'll figure it all out. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. If you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But 500,000 people are watching us, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or every time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you, get you the true equity position of your home. You cannot get the information online. The online services might tell you a value. They're probably not going to be accurate, but it'll tell you a value. It does not tell you the equity position of your property. You got to call and talk. One of the professionals will give you that information. Doesn't cost a thing, but you get valid, accurate information. That's what it's all about right there, is valid, accurate information. 76% of homeowners, 76% of homeowners have over 20% equity in their properties. A lot don't believe they've got that much equity in their properties. And we're going to post some of this information right there on Ron Siegel Radio. But here's the concept. It's a CoreLogic report revealed that 91.1% of all mortgaged properties are now positive equity, while 75.9% have equity significant, that's 20% or more. The report also revealed that 548,000 households regained equity in the second quarter of 2016. That's just a couple of months ago. So their bottom line with all of this is, if you don't know, call. 83.7% of Californians have over 20% equity. 83.7% significant equity. So if you've been waiting to move, you're okay to do that. If you've been waiting to refinance, it might be a good time to think about that. Save a little bit of money. You want to get rid of that mortgage insurance. You want to get rid of that home equity line of credit. All of those are possibilities right now, as long as you have some great counsel, great guidance. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you. I love Tuesdays. We spend a lot of time on Tuesdays chatting about politics, policy, where our country is, where we're going. Today we have the Mayor Pro Tem, Eliseo Viejo, Dave Harrington back in the house. Welcome.
Thanks, Ron.
Maybe you were running the last time you were in.
Yes.
So you don't have to deal with that this time.
I do not have to deal with it this time. I still have two more years before I have to deal with it.
So you get to go out there and actually do some policy work and not have to be answering a bunch of silly questions.
Absolutely. No candidate forums, no debates, no...
You get to stand in the back of the room and laugh at the people on the dais.
Laugh silently. I don't want anybody to see me laughing at it.
Yes. Exactly. So let's chat, because I know you've got a law enforcement background, family, military background. I'm going to take just on this, these jerks in the NFL. Well, I guess that's kind of my take. But tell me your take on these jerks in the NFL who are dishonoring America.
You should really learn to candy coat a little bit better.
Okay. Well, I guess I've said many times that I'm not politically correct. I'd rather be honest.
But, I have several thoughts on that. First of all, they're ruining the sport for the casual viewer by doing that. If I want to watch politics, I'll watch Fox News. I watch football because I want to. That's like an escape. And I think the media and the NFL, they're really doing a disservice to the game itself by not creating a rule that mandates them to stand up and have respect. The flag is not the flag is a representation of an ideal. Okay. And when it's not perfect, nothing is perfect. Winston Churchill said democracy was the worst form of government except for all the others.
Right.
So you're not saying by standing up and showing respect that it's perfect. What you're saying is I appreciate the sacrifice that people made for that flag to be waving and for me to play a game and get $19 million a year. Somehow they think they're making some big political statement. You want to look at a political statement. Let's go back to 1968, Summer Olympics, Mexico City, John Carlos and Tommy Smith, the U.S. Olympic sprinters who raised their fists for human rights. Now, that was a true political protest. That was real courage, because they were putting themselves and their future at great risk, commercially speaking. They were true back then. They were amateur athletes. Amateur athletics. They didn't get paid. And they put any future earnings at great peril. They put their own future at peril by doing that, by making that statement. These guys are risking nothing. Guaranteed contracts, tons of money, Brandon Marshall lost two endorsements, and the message that they're sending to kids is you don't have to know anything about what you're doing. Just go ahead and do whatever you want to do.
So let me throw devil's advocate, because I agree with you, but let me play devil's advocate with you. When you talk about the idea of not separating the sports and the politics, what are your thoughts about the NFL saying no to the emblems honoring the police officers on the helmet?
Yeah, isn't that rich in hypocrisy? An athlete wants to wear shoes honoring 9/11. They won't let that happen because they're so worried about their brand, allegedly. That's why they won't let them do it. And the sticker, the Dallas Cowboys wanted to put a sticker on the back of their helmets to honor the police officers who were killed in Dallas. And they wouldn't let them do that. But they'll do nothing to these idiots that don't want to show just some common decency, some respect. If you don't want to be present during the national anthem, then stay in the locker room. So I blame them for it. I blame the league for it happening. And I blame the media for showing it. You're in a stadium with 80,000 people, and you show three idiots on the sidelines as if they're making some big statement. No one talks about what what the reason behind they're doing what they're doing. No one's talking about that. All anybody wants to talk about is the disrespect that they're showing to the flag. And it's ruining, and it's having an impact. This is the second week in a row that football has a drop in TV ratings. So I think they're losing the casual fan.
I hope so.
I think so too. That's the only way that's how you get things done. We have a lot of power as consumers. Now the wife is a Marine. She's making me boycott the NFL. I haven't watched games in 2 weeks.
Well, you know,
I got college football and high school.
Well, I've shared that I would not go to, even though I didn't realize that the Ram game wasn't in Southern California against the 49ers. I wouldn't go. And I told my kids that if the Seattle Seahawks, when they were talking about all of them joining in with that, if that was going to be the case, we would get rid of all Seahawk gear, right? Because it's not what I want to be representing. It's not what I think that our country should be. There's a lot of people like your wife that served our country. There's a lot of them that didn't come home.
Yeah, and again, it's for the ideal. What the flag represents. It's an ideal. It's not perfect. No one is saying that the country is perfect. No one's saying that there isn't things we have to address. But when you show that kind of respect to people who actually served, yeah, you have the right. But you know, this is a private industry. These are private companies.
Sure.
They have the right to have you not in their uniform. You can say whatever you want to say. You have a Colin Kaepernick could have called a press conference and said he wanted to make all manner of statements about society, and it would have been covered.
Absolutely.
This to me is just a show of disrespect.
I agree with you. I agree that it's horrible. I mean, I think the NFL, as Senator Warren put it, the NFL is being gutless, right? By not taking a stand.
Look, the NBA has a rule: you have to stand up. You have to stand during the national anthem. You know, they have rules for behavior. And why the NFL does too. I mean, my goodness, you literally can't put a sticker honoring cops who were killed in the line of duty. Really? That's the league that wants me to spend my hard earned money on their product. I don't think so.
I mean, and then they wonder why it is in San Diego. You know, obviously we broadcast in San Diego. They wonder why it is San Diegans don't want to spend their tax dollars on the NFL.
You know, that's a really I wonder what kind of impact that's going to have on that measure they've got for their new stadium. You know, that would be my argument against that measure. I didn't really have a position on that particular measure. I don't know enough about what's going on in San Diego other than they have a really lousy team. But to me, the fans would be like, oh, really? Well, you know, we don't really want to give you $1 billion or however much money that is to build your stadium. Have a nice day.
Yeah. See you later. Let's talk about some of the propositions that are coming up.
Yes.
I've got a handful of them in front of me. I haven't thrown any of them at you, but let's chat. I think the first one I had here is Proposition 64, marijuana legalization.
Marijuana legalizations.
Got a little information on that one from Sheriff Hutchins when she was in here a couple weeks ago, and I learned something new on that one, and I'm sure you've got your take, but just the fact that we can advertise for marijuana on kids' television programs or any programs is enough for me to say this is a bad proposition.
It's a bad proposition anyway, not just because I hadn't actually thought about that. I think more in terms of the general lowering of our standards as a society and making it easier for kids to have an excuse to do drugs, because that's what the end result is going to be. Legalization in Colorado resulted in a 34% increase in emergency room visits for the use of marijuana. And you know who those were made up of?
My guess is kids. Yeah.
Kids using, it's not the marijuana of Cheech and Chong. We were talking about it earlier. It's not that you don't have to smoke 6 or 7 bowls of pot to get high. One will do it. Now on a positive note, there is some local control that still is allowed under Prop 64. So you look at that and say, well, there is some mechanism for local control. We just recently passed an ordinance requiring permitting for personal use. So if it passes, we're at least in a position to control it and to have some laws, you know, governing it. I think it's fool's gold. I think these people who think somehow the state is going to miraculously have all this money to spend on all manner of good things is foolish. the state has proven this state has proven in just recent history, in the last several years, that they can waste money like nobody's business. They've got it mastered. They don't have a taxing problem. You know, they have a spending problem.
Well, we spoke yesterday about the Prop 32 that Steyer has been pushing and glad that they continued or extended. And they're spending money on cap and trade, which we can affect 1% of the world's global emissions or carbon emissions. But we're not spending any of that money to pay for and fill our pension deficits. Amazing. We'll talk more about that with Dave Harrington when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Household debt slowly creeping back up to recession levels. What retirement will look like without savings? Talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, the numeral one, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today is being brought to you by Heritage Financial Group. If you want the least expensive trust you can possibly get, that is totally comprehensive. And Ron Siegel Radio listeners get a $300 discount as well and annual checkups for free. Heritage Financial has that for you. What will retirement look like without savings? Just think about this one. According to a recent Wells Fargo survey, people aged 60 and older have a median savings of $50,000. Can you imagine? Median savings, $50,000. Bankrate found a couple of years ago that more than one-third of working-age adults don't have any money saved for retirement at all. Think about that one. Social Security being your main source of income, $135 a month on average. Think about what that's going to do to your lifestyle. Working part-time, yeah, you might as well look now for that blue shirt to be a happy greeter over at Walmart. Taking on a roommate, that's a must. Retirement won't even be on the table for many. Bottom line, start thinking about this now and stop thinking about some of the goofy things. I talked about this yesterday. People, a lot of folks, I had somebody over the weekend call me. They want to get a 20-year mortgage or a 15-year mortgage, and it's going to cost him net $300,000. $300,000 wasted because of getting a 20-year mortgage or contemplating that. Talk to our friends over at Heritage Financial. They've got some alternative solutions for you that are safe and secure. I don't make any money on them, so if you do it, that's great. If you don't do it, it doesn't cost me a nickel, but it will cost you a lot of money. Think about that. That's the Word on Wealth segment. Continuing our conversation this morning, Dave Harrington is in the house, Mayor Pro Tem Aliso Viejo. We're chatting about the California propositions. Dave, you're an elected official, so I'm going to throw this out there, get your take on it. I believe that most of California, because the way these propositions come about, Californians have basically said one way or another, we don't trust our elected officials in Sacramento, and we're not going to give them the authority to do anything. So we're going to put everything on the propositions. I wonder what they're doing up there in Sacramento. What are your thoughts?
I think what they've done in Sacramento is they've found out a way to take advantage of the proposition to do things without legislating it. So they don't have a discussion about certain laws and bills. They have found a way around it through the proposition process.
So they basically put it on there and let the people do it, and then they say, I didn't vote for that.
Exactly right. That's exactly. They're doing it in Orange, in my district, Capo. The school district's putting a $880 million school bond on our ballot, and they're saying, well, the people have a right to vote for it. That's what all the trustees are saying. They're trying. It's like I'm not voting for it. We just put on the ballot so you can vote for it.
That's interesting because we spoke about that a few weeks ago. Greg Raths was in, and he was talking about the idea that they want to know some clarification. Where's the money going? How's it being spent? Where's the oversight? And they don't want to give any background on it.
Yeah.
Seems a little difficult.
You know, I have a standing committee. It's one of the things that I ran on was the facilitating better communication between the, different governing agencies in the area. So CAPO, Master Association, there's no relationship. So we had a standing committee. Not one meeting in the last year and a half did they mention the school bond.
Amazing. So we'll talk about it a little bit. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Or is there not enough notice of it?
It's a bad thing. It's too big over too long a period of time with the wrong priorities. If you look at the bond, it is huge. It's a 35-year bond issued over 10 years, but it's a 35-year bond out, right? So for Aliso Viejo, we're a newer city. Our high school is 23 years old. We don't even qualify for improvement matching funds for two more years.
Oh.
So what we're going to be is we're going to be a donor city to the other cities in the area. So I don't know why they did this. One of two things I think, and I'm not a conspiracy person generally, but I think either they're asking for this much money so that they can come back late and get everyone going, this is way too big. If you come at us with a smaller number, maybe we'll be for it. So they're going to get this huge number out there and then come back and say, okay, we hear you. Here's a $400 million bond with the same priorities and the same length of time. It's still a ginormous amount of money, still the wrong priorities. So I'm cautious about, bonds are indebtedness that taxpayers have to pay. That's
another tax. It's just a reverse tax saying, well, you agreed to it before, so who's going to pay for it if it's not you?
Well, bonds are loans,
right?
Secured by the government. The government is you,
right?
The taxpayer.
Interesting. Okay, so let's go back. I know that you've got just a day or two of law enforcement background.
Just a little bit.
Just with 28 years? 28
and a half.
28 and a half years. What's your thought to get this Prop 57, that convicted felons getting out early?
Yes, the Jerry Brown Let a Felon Out of Prison Early Act. This started out as a Juvenile Justice Reform Act, and it was actually supported by the District Attorneys Association. And what basically it was intended to do initially was take the ability to determine whether or not a juvenile is tried as an adult for certain crimes away from the DA and give it to the judges. Anytime you can take work off a DA's desk, they're going to say yes. They're going to love it.
Sure.
So it would have been a no-brainer. It would have been a yes, no problem. Last minute, Jerry Brown added basically it was a knife through the heart of this three strikes law. Because what it now says is if you're a felon in prison and you committed an armed robbery with a gun and you're a gang member and you were in furtherance of your gang, right? So you have the initial crime of robbery. So that's going to carry a term of whatever it is, 2, 4, 6, 8 years, whatever the terms are. That's one sentence. Your gang enhancement's going to add 10 years. Your gun enhancement's going to add however many years. It may not be 10 years.
So you mean it's against the law to have a gun for crime? Well,
they don't like guns, but they won't enforce any of the laws, apparently. So what this will do is you'll become eligible for parole after you serve your primary offense, which is the robbery. So you can only do 2 years, but you can have all these enhancements attached on. So what it's going to do is it's just going to make a bunch of people eligible for parole. But it does more than that. It's even more evil than this. It does not delineate what is a violent crime in the text of the bill. So what you have to refer to is what does the penal code define as a violent crime. So it's not so much what they do define, it's what they don't define as a violent crime. Assault against a peace officer with injury is not considered a violent crime under the penal code. A sexual assault of an unconscious female or an unconscious person, I don't think it delineates, but we all know most of the sex assaults occur against females.
Sure.
That is not a violent crime. They will become eligible for parole early.
So I wonder so here's the thing that I look at in all these, Dave, is I look and say, where's the money? Who's behind these things and who's paying for it? And then the other thing that we obviously have to look at nowadays in the state of California is, does yes mean yes or does no mean no? I mean,
In this particular one, yeah, because there's a plastic bag ban referendum, and you got to vote no on that. You got to vote no on the referendum, which will overturn the plastic bag ban that the legislature passed.
So this one here, yes,
so this one,
increasing
yes,
parole.
Yes, on this bill would be a death knell to three strikes law. It will.
So we want to vote no.
Will you vote no on Prop 57? It is horrible. Prop 57 is a no vote.
And you know something, the way they write these things, you got to really look at them closely.
You do. You got to look, and this is the sentence you want to look for, because this is what was in Prop 47. This is what the evil of Prop 47 was, is this law shall be liberally construed to effectuate its goals. So what that means is even violent crimes as defined under the penal code could potentially become eligible for parole under Prop 57 because you're trying to effectuate the goal. So you got to go back and look at the goals. Stop wasteful spending.
Seems to me that that's not a wasteful spending item.
It seems to me like it's their responsibility to spend money on prisons.
You would think so. And, you know, if people want to commit a crime, well.
Yeah, if you want to talk about wasteful spending, let's talk about the high-speed rail spending.
Absolutely. So, and, you know, the other part, I look at two things. I'm going to share this, and we're going to talk more about it when we come back. But two things that I really look at, and I think that everybody should really contemplate. Look at who's the supporters of any proposition. So I look at this one. I see Governor Brown is supporting it. I have to really look closely at it. Gavin Newsom supporting it. Now, the question mark is Chief Beck is a supporter of it as well.
Yeah, there was an interesting article in the San Diego Tribune just yesterday, the day before, and it talked about the pressure that the governor's administration is putting on local law enforcement to not come out and speak against this proposition. And it's kind of disturbing to me that we don't see a bigger hue and cry from law enforcement, not only about Prop 47, because there was nowhere near enough. We've abdicated our role as public safety informers we did it with Prop 47. There was nowhere near enough hue and cry, and that passed in Orange County with 56% of the vote. Prop 47
because
did.
We didn't know.
We didn't, because it was called the Safe Community, Safe Schools Act. Well, who doesn't want safe neighborhoods and schools? It had nothing to do with it. All it did was let a bunch of criminals out and undermined a really good Proposition 36, which was the first time offender for drug possession.
Right.
You got to go to rehab, which is super helpful for us when you're dealing with parents, kids who are addicted. You tell them, hey, tell me when he's here, I'll come and arrest him. He'll get an opportunity to go to rehab, and it basically forced them into rehab for a first time because they wouldn't get a strike for being in possession, which is a felony.
Maybe we got to talk to Rand Paul about that. But we'll continue that conversation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Dave Harrington on the propositions. We'll also talk about household debt creeping back up to pre-recession levels. Unbelievable. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at ronsiegelradio. Stay tuned. We will be back.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com. Call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Household debt slowly creeping back up to recession levels. Hard to believe it, but according to a recent survey, credit card debt increased 2.38% just from quarter one to quarter two. If you think about that in our country, 2.3% from one quarter to the next, that's 10%, close to 10% a year. That's a lot of money. Mortgages up about a third of a percent. Auto loans up 2.5%. Thank goodness student loans are going down a little bit. But overall, debt going up, have we forgotten this quickly? It's amazing how we tend to do that in this country, that we frequently will forget about some of these different issues and what causes some of the problems. That's the Your Credit Matters segment. They'll help you remember and clean up the credit. Again, creditsanitizer.com. And also, don't forget, go to creditsanitizer.com. Get your credit report cleaned up and let them know. Let our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage know that you did that. They'll give you a lender credit to offset the cost of your credit repair in most instances. So chat about that with them. Continuing our conversation this morning, Dave Harrington's in the house. Mayor Pro Tem Aliso Viejo, he's not running this election cycle, so we figured we would quiz him on all these different propositions this morning and get his take on it. That way we get all this information out there. And even though you're not running, Dave, it may make you feel a little bit like you are.
Feel important, Ron. That's what's important.
Prop 54. That's a good one here. It's a problem in Sacramento. That's a problem in Washington.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
So Prop 54 requiring transparency, would we really want to do that to our electeds?
Yeah, heaven forbid they had to actually know what they were voting for before they voted for it.
And we should know what they're voting for so we could actually give them our opinions.
And you know what's funny is to be opposed to this seems very odd to me. It's a very simple thing. You have to post a bill 72 hours before you vote on it so that the public can review it and make comments on it. 72 hours before you vote. What they do now is we were talking about it, but they passed the 2016-2017 budget. What they do is they attach a bunch of trailer bills to it. So the trailer bills get done after the budget passes. And what they do a thing called gut and amend. So when the bill comes up in committee, they gut it, which means they take out the language that's in that bill that passed in the budget as a trailer bill. They gut it and they amend it and they change it to whatever it is they want. They're called mushroom bills because they grow in the middle of the night. And nobody has any time to read them or have any discussion on it, and then they get passed. So one of the examples I found of it, of their gut and amend, was SB 859, which was attached to a cap and trade bill. So you have this cap and trade bill passed in the budget, right?
Right.
So it's a trailer bill. They come, they gut it, they amend it, and they included a paragraph in it. It has to do with a trustee of public lands. Nothing to do with cap and trade. Nothing to do with cap and trade. So what it did in essence was overturn a case decision that went against three cities who were trying to sue Monsanto for a pollutant found in the San Francisco Bay. So this gives the trust. This would give those cities the authority now to sue a company for something that happened on land. It's a very complicated thing.
Which, that's the bottom line right here.
So this is how they justified it. What they said in the executive summary was, this clarifies the role of the trustee. It doesn't do that. It's much more heinous than that. So that's what they do. Under Prop 54, they wouldn't be allowed to do that. They would have to post that 72 hours. You wouldn't be able to pass this in the middle of the night. This is the kind of thing the trustee of public land should have been something that was clarified in a regular legislative session where they actually talk about it, going through committee, going through the regular process. But instead what they do is they do this type of thing where they gut a bill, amend it, and then they change it. It's kind of like what Jerry Brown did with Prop 57. You know, he completely changed the whole
–
let the felons out of prison early. He changed the language of that bill entirely.
So you got – and you have to really study these. That's why we're sharing this information with you, because – even when you read the short notice on this, I'm looking at California Prop 54 on Ballotpedia. A yes vote will be in favor of prohibiting the legislature from passing any bill until it has been in print and published on the internet for 72 hours prior to the vote. I mean, talk about double net. You have to be an English major
almost
to figure out what you're voting on.
Well, read the language of some of these, the actual text of some of these bills, especially anything that has to do with a school bond. Read some of that stuff, because what they do is they refer to education code and government code throughout the text of the propositions. So you almost have to have a laptop with you in the ballot box, or in the ballot, I'm sorry, hopefully you're not in a ballot box, but when you're in the booth, you almost have to have a laptop with you in the booth so you can refer to all these other codes in order
to
understand exactly what they're saying.
It's really getting kind of crazy with you have to be a genius in order to figure out some of these things.
What you have me here for, Ron.
Right, well, that's true, but the flip side of that, but on the flip side is that we obviously can't require anybody to figure out how to get a identification to go into the ballot booth.
Oh no, you can't do that.
We don't want to go that far, but we can. Prop 63. Let's talk about that one a little bit. Firearms.
Gunmageddon. Yeah, they're going to turn California into Chicago. Chicago is has the most strict gun control laws in the country, and they have the highest level of gun violence in the country.
But that doesn't get reported. I don't see that on the evening news. I just see that Hillary Clinton telling us that we've got to restrict the guns except for when they're around her.
Yeah, they all seem to have that hypocrisy going for them, don't they?
So 63.
You know what other story? I'm not to interrupt you. I'm sorry, Rob, but you know what story that you haven't seen on the news very much is the off-duty law enforcement officer who shot and killed the terrorist in Minnesota,
right?
At the mall, or
right.
Minneapolis, at the mall.
And I just saw another one this morning. I didn't realize it. An off-duty law enforcement officer taking his son to a Mets game, and he's the one that stopped a guy with a meat cleaver.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that one either.
You'll see that one either. It's kind of amazing. And it's not like – and the thing is it reminds me a lot of the debates that go on. It's a lot of yelling at each other and a lot of, you know, there's polarized sides of it, but no one's ever really talking about anything that has any common sense, anything to do with common sense with any kind
of
control of anything.
Common sense and politics.
Well, you know,
I don't know how you got into this, Dave.
Well,
there's a lot of common sense left politics.
Yeah, because politics are too important to leave to politicians.
You know, something, and that's absolutely correct. So 63 basically says that law-abiding citizens can't go out and get large amounts of ammunition, but the crooks who don't follow the law, they're going to do what they want anyway.
As they have done. You know, it's interesting. When you look at statistically, if you just want to break it down to really simple terms, statistically, we don't enforce the gun laws we have on the books now. You know, look at Prop 57. If a dude has used a gun in the commission of a crime, he's going to get out early. Well, how is that? What kind of statement is that making about gun control?
Right.
You don't enforce the laws. You don't punish people now. There's case after case after case, real case, you know, where people are running guns or really doing crimes with guns who were able to plead out of the gun offense.
Well, I'm going to suggest.
So what is it? We're gonna get tough on gun crimes, or we're not? What is it? Or is this just another feel good measure for Gavin
exactly.
Newsom to run for governor on?
And that's all it is. I think.
That's all it is.
And I'm going to suggest once again that the best weapon that law enforcement has, the best weapon that our military has, and the best weapon that we can have as a individual citizen is deterrence. Right, if they're afraid of the law enforcement, I don't care if people are afraid of law enforcement officers. I know a lot of law enforcement officers are great people. I don't care if bad guys are afraid of them.
Yeah, there's the false narrative that somehow cops are out killing everybody is pretty astonishing how that gets perpetrated by the mainstream media. When in truth, 900 and something people nationwide last year were killed by law enforcement. 900.
900.
900.
Total.
Total. Nationwide, think of the number of contacts you have in a nation of 330 million peoples. 900.
I think I've seen two law enforcement people come into our parking lot giving citations right here. Right? So, I mean, and that's just one parking lot with one motor officer.
A lot of contact.
A lot of contact. Unbelievable.
So it's just a false narrative. They want to pass these laws. It makes them feel good. I don't know. But you know what's interesting is they love to attack the Second Amendment right. And also they'll go after other amendments. You know, this isn't the first one. You know, they go after the Second Amendment. What's next? First Amendment? Absolutely. They're already attacking the First Amendment at colleges.
Sure.
So that's next. And then how about the Sixth Amendment, the right to a speedy trial? Let's talk about, how about that amendment?
What about service?
About the Fourth Amendment. So there's this assault on the Second Amendment. People, they're not going to stop at the Second Amendment.
So 63, we're going to say is a no.
63 is an absolute no.
We're going to go through more of these, but we can't do it today. Maybe we'll get Dave to come back and chat with us again before the elections. And we hope that you will set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Great day. We'll talk to you next time. Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of